We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
FM News Talk 97.1 Podcast.
And through every day and every challenge, our hearts beat to the words of the New Hampshire state motto, live free or die.
Headline on CNN tomorrow, Trump wants you to die because he repeated the New Hampshire motto. I'm sure that'll be the next headline. Good morning to you. Welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Happy that you're with us. Happy Friday. Should be a big weekend.
Happy Friday.
A little bit of rain.
A little bit of rain here and there. It's okay, humid.
Never fails.
That's okay, though.
went out and bought the stain yesterday to finish staining my deck. And now it's raining over.
And I wonder why you bought it. You saw the forecast.
No. Don't confuse the deck with the fence. Fence is a different issue. That's a different issue.
I got the
new
fence?
Deck boards put on, and I've got to stain them.
Might not be a good idea.
Well, I can't do it if it's going to rain.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, I'm going to have to put that job off again.
Right.
Rats.
Man.
Then
I'll have to go play golf
at some point. Yeah.
You can. I don't know if playing golf in the rain sounds like a great idea either.
You could do one of those simulators.
If it's a storm or just, a little bit of rain.
That simulator golf is a big thing now.
It is. All the courses get that.
My dad plays it on days that it's too hot outside, or they've got a couple at the orchards where he works. They've got a couple of those simulator rooms and they do leagues and things. They're very popular now.
My golf couldn't be any worse. So whether it's indoor or outdoor, it doesn't matter. Yeah. I'll lose fewer golf balls that way.
Fact.
Mm-hmm. Fact.
Yep.
That
Less
is a fact.
Cart accidents too.
Less dangerous if you want to have a drink or two while you're doing this.
Speaking of dangerous, what's going on in the city? There was a shooting yesterday near the Arch grounds. Mm. I don't know if people heard about that yet this morning or not, but right down along Lenore K. Sullivan Boulevard. It was underwater for most of the summer. That's probably why it didn't happen sooner. But it happened yesterday right on Lenore K. Sullivan. Two people driving down through there didn't sound like they knew the person that shot at him. Fortunately, the guy was wounded and was going to survive it. But one of six shootings in 24 hours in the city. We're going to have to just ban these guns because they're jumping up on their own and shooting people.
Mm-hmm.
They have legs. Apparently, they've grown legs.
Can you get something done about that?
We're going to work on that.
Okay.
I'm going to talk to Mitch McConnell about that. Just kidding. Yeah, speaking of that, that's exactly what where they're going. Lacey Clay has proposed some new peace initiative, I think he calls it. And he did this on the anniversary of Mike Brown's death like a week ago. But if you read this thing, if you're a police officer and this initiative was to go into place, you would be safer just tendering your resignation today because you would have to get out your tablet and go through a checklist of items before you got to the one that would allow you to actually pull your weapon and defend yourself from a criminal thug. In the meantime, they can do whatever they want to you. But these crazy politicians seem to think that having a checklist will decrease the number of times a police officer has to use their weapon. Well, there are many, many, many officers go through their entire career without ever using their weapons. It's ludicrous. Mm-hmm. That's kind of where we are. Every one of these incidents devolves to that. Like yesterday... in Philadelphia, the fallout from the Philadelphia thing. We talked about that on the show, and I pointed out the irony is that the guy was a many times over convicted criminal. He's got a 18 or 19 year criminal career, multiple convictions of felony convictions, having a gun as a felon, so he should never have had a gun in the first place. He clearly didn't go to a gun store and buy the gun. He was never a law-abiding citizen, except maybe when he was a kid. And then this was the reaction of the Philadelphia mayor yesterday. Cut number three, please. Listen.
When the incident started, we had the opportunity to sit in the police detail room and listen to the transmissions of the police back and forth to each other. First of all, bravery is the number one emotion that I felt for them, that they were brave. They were running towards heavy gunfire. Training and ability was unmatched. They were coordinated. They were talking to each other. They were directing each other. They were keeping each other safe while being barraged with ammunition and shots from a high-powered rifle.
Yeah. The rifle itself didn't have a whole lot to do with this. It was a drug raid. But it has to be crammed into the narrative, whether it fits the narrative or not. They've somehow got to cram that into the narrative. Thanks to the mayor for at least calling out the bravery of the officers, many of whom ran into danger to help save their colleagues. They do that every day. So I was very glad to see that. We'll talk more about this coming up. Also, we're going to focus on what's happening with the economy, because there's a steady drumbeat. If you go to Google News, just click on the markets, mm-hmm. or the economy. Steady drumbeat, recession, recession, recession. Are we on the verge of a recession? What's going on with interest rates? Why is this inverse? This is what the last time this happened. This happened. There's almost a willing effort on the part of the media to change people's mindset about the economy. What could possibly be their ulterior motive? Defeating Donald Trump in 2020? Probably. I suspect that's got a lot to do with it. Not that there aren't some questions about what's going on in the economy, but even the people at the Fed aren't that worried about it. We're going to get to a break. We'll talk to Christina Partsenevelis coming up. Fox Business Network. Stick around.
Yeah. Be kind. This is one of my favorite bands.
I love this song.
If you're just joining us, Denise and Tricia got to pick the music, the break bump music today. Because I lost our real or fake news quiz on Tuesday. That's the winner gets to pick all the music on Friday.
This is Mark's weekly punishment.
I'm suffering some punishment this morning since,
I still love the caller earlier that was like, I mean, you're probably not going to win. So have them do opposite every Friday.
Oh, boy. You know what?
Mix it up.
The market has been all over the place this week. No doubt about that. Let's check in with Christina Partsenevelis, who's with the Fox Business Network. She's on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange this morning. Christina, good morning.
Good morning. I was actually fist pumping to that song.
Yes. Right on, girl. Yes.
See, we know our crowd.
Very good choice of music.
See, they've been waiting to hear for our side.
Yes. They've been waiting to hear that all morning. That's awesome.
Lady, she's great.
Oh boy! So the markets are back up again today. This has been a roller coaster of a week, hasn't it?
Oh, it's been crazy. I think Wednesday was probably the biggest day for us here in terms of where we saw this roller coaster go downwards, the Dow dropping over 750 points. There's all kinds of talk, though. There's this talk about a looming recession and what the bond market is telling investors. So today, yes, we're seeing right now, the market's open very shortly in the next 6 minutes or so, but we're seeing the futures market in the green. There's just a lot of chatter about whether the economy can continue to sustain this growth, whether we're going to hit a recession, when it's going to happen, trade war, all of this going on. So that's weighing on investors' minds, and that's adding to this crazy volatility that we saw this week.
Yeah, Christina, can you put it in layman's terms for people that, haven't studied it? Why are they so worried about the inverted yields on bonds?
The inverted yield curve is not complicated if you just think about you loaning money to me, for example. And if I tie up your money for 10 years, you want me to pay you a decent amount because I'm tying up your money for a longer period of time versus had you loan me money for only 2 years, then I'm not going to pay you as much.
Right.
So normally the difference, this yield spread between a 10 and 2 year treasury bond, you should obviously make a little bit more money for 10 years. And so that's usually the case. But what happened on Wednesday is that you were making more money with a short-term two-year yield. So I was only paying you, I was paying you more with that two-year versus the 10. And so that inversion is usually a precursor for a recession. It doesn't always mean a recession happens, but on average, since 1960-something, a recession happens in the next 11 months. That's the average that we've calculated over, you know, this past several decades.
Yeah, I know they look at averages. I mean, I guess that means they're looking out 10 years and they're things are going so well, they're just not sure that interest rates are going to go back up, right? And that causes the unease.
Yeah, that's a very good point. So the Federal Reserve, the Central Bank of America, in terms of cutting interest rates, a lot of investors want them to cut, or the Jay Powell, who's the chairman, they want more interest rates to be cut to stimulate the economy. But you talked about this 10 years. We haven't really seen anything like this. We've pretty much created a new normal. So you have an expansion that's lasting really long. Even our habits have shifted. We're buying more services than we did goods in the past. So, of course, that's going to affect the manufacturing sector. So there's a lot of changes. You can look historically and say, uh-oh, the curve has, there's been a yield curve inversion, but do we treat it the same way as we did in the past because times have changed and circumstances have changed?
Yeah, well, the president's hoping that you don't. I mean, he's pointed to some comments by Janet Yellen for the, basically saying that did I mispronounce her name?
Yellen. It's Janet Yellen.
Sorry.
Former Federal Chair of Reserve. That interview was from Fox Business, so she was on our network, and she said that we're placing too much weight on the yield curve inversion. So everybody made a big deal about it because it hadn't happened since 2007. So it could be justified. You know, I can't weigh on whether they're right or wrong, but regardless, it hadn't happened since 2007, which is why you had so many people sell their stocks and put their money in bonds, which created more of that havoc.
Sure it did, yeah. And who knows?
And gold, too. Point out that gold's been doing really well.
I'll bet it has. That's exactly what happens, and a lot of people are ready to take advantage of it. Listen, Christina, I appreciate your time, and we'll try to work on some more good bump music for you the next time we have you on.
Yeah, so I can fist pump. People were staring at me when they were walking by because I'm on the New York Stock Exchange floor, and I was legit fist pumping. I'm not lying.
That's great. We'll talk to you soon, Christina. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
You bet. Christina Partsinevelis, Fox Business Network there on the floor of the exchange. Interesting to hear her explain it that way, right? People are probably, what is a bond yield? What's an inverted bond yield? I mean, the bottom line is, I don't know how you get away from drawing the conclusion unless you're selling bonds, that's not a good indicator, right? Low interest rates mean people are going to borrow more money. It means maybe the banks don't make as much money on it, which is going to have an impact on the market. But for the average consumer, that's an opportunity, folks. Mm-hmm. You hear me do live reads here for Golden Oak Lending. They've got rates in the high twos right now for long-term mortgages. I'm not doing a spot for them at the moment, but if you've ever considered refinancing your house or buying something new, this would be the ideal time to do it. I mean, it really would. I don't know. Is Sue available to us in here for a second?
Yeah, that's incredible.
Isn't it good? And I don't have a lot of time here, but has the housing market slowed down, in your opinion?
No. Well, we don't have as much inventory.
Okay.
So inventory is down. But
Which should drive up prices.
Yeah. But the interest rates are low. So
yeah, well, but so, thank you, Sue. Sue does some real estate stuff too, and she's kind of has her finger on the pulse of that. I see houses go for sale in my area; they're sold in 24, 48 hours. It's a good time to buy or refinance. Let's put it that way. So in light of all of this negativity, I just want to throw that out there for you. All right, 314-241-9797. We're going to have time for some phone calls coming up here. Near the end of the hour, though, we're going to get some folks in to talk about the fight against Alzheimer's disease. And I know a lot of people whose lives have been touched by this. Mine has. Anything we can do, we want to try to help out. We'll talk to them coming up.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Christmas last year, we got my daughter an Apple the Apple Music thing for like $99 or whatever it cost. It was a gift from my mother to her. This has been like the greatest gift that that child has ever been given. She must download new songs every day. And now she's worried that it's going to expire. She's 5 months from Christmas and she's worried that the 12-month thing is going to expire. So she would enjoy that song.
That's awesome. What's the name of that song, Trish?
Burn the House Down.
All right, I'm in.
It's called Sticky Pickle.
You want one more?
Yeah.
You Sticky Pickle.
I love it.
Well, I'm glad everybody else is happy with it. That's a good thing.
We're all having fun. Mark, on the other hand.
That's great. That's just great.
Oh, but the real question is...
What?
Hold on.
What's the real question?
Was it lit?
I guess that party would be, wouldn't it? Uh-huh. Tim, save me here. What's on your mind? Thanks for calling in.
That music is awful.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you for your...
I'm glad. Stevie Ray Vaughan, please. You put that up against Texas Flood, or you put it up against, I don't even start on it. Anyway, God bless you girls, and I hope you enjoy your music, but I'm sorry, but I think it's awful. It's
Mark's just going to have to win next time.
Yeah.
Well, letting everybody down.
Please, Mark, please. Buck up, study, dude. Don't let them get you again. I haven't watched broadcast anything for a long time because of what they do. And today's, I watched about 2 minutes of CBS, and they basically blamed the president for Israel disallowing the Omar and Tlaib from going, and they've allowed Tlaib to go see
grandma.
Okay, we know all that. Yeah, whatever. Well, the problem with it is, all right, CBS News will have a story, and this is how they will present it. Man punches son in face, puts son in hospital. That's CBS. And it's awful. Sounds awful. 17-year-old son punched in head by father, put in hospital. Now, Fox will put it on. 97.1 will put on. 17-year-old son attacks father with knife. Father punches son in head, puts in hospital. That's it in a nutshell. They do not give people enough information to make an honest, intelligent, informed decision on anything. And I watched 2 minutes. That's in 2 minutes of CBS News. I haven't watched them in years. I gave up years ago. I've been watching the news disintegrate, the quote-unquote journalism, since the Vietnam War. And it has gotten incrementally worse every year, and they're all the same. They will not give you the information you need to make an informed decision. And it is absolutely right out of the Communist Manifesto. I mean, control the media, you control the populace. It's awful.
Well, you know, look what the New York Times did the other day. They put out a headline and they got so much grief because it was deemed to be pro-Trump somehow, and then they had to go back and change it. They did go back and change it. They finally admitted they made a mistake, and they fired an editor over it or demoted him or something. The president was tweeting about it yesterday. And I've said this for the longest time, Tim, the media is unwilling to police itself. The White House Correspondents Association was going to go to the mat over Jim Acosta's press pass being pulled last year, but they're not willing to hold an honest meeting with the news organizations that make up that organization and say, listen, you can't send Rachel Maddow down here as a correspondent and claim that you're giving fair coverage to the White House. You can't do that. Fox News can't send Sean Hannity. So if Jim Acosta is going to be a partisan reporter, you have to expect that the White House is going to push back on that somehow. They won't police themselves.
They won't. They're awful. They're not journalists, and they're not. They're dishonest. And it's like I tell people, liberals I know, friends of mine, that I say, look, you know, Fox has got opinion people. I mean, you get Sean Hannity's an opinion person. He's not. I mean, he based on fact. I believe if you follow Sean, you check him out. Pretty much everything he brings up, but he's definitely a right wing guy. He promotes it, but he's an honest right-wing guy. And you, if you want to get news, talk to Brett Baier. You know, you got news people that are definite news, and they ask hard questions of everyone. They're not going to be leaning one way or another, pretty much. But you don't find that. I can't look anymore. 2 minutes I found it today. CBS is just still as dishonest as they've always been.
Yeah.
Great talking with you guys.
You
I
bet.
Love your show.
Tim, thank you, and we'll work on the music. Just for you're safe Monday through Thursday. These Fridays are kind of getting out of hand.
All right.
See you, buddy. Thank you.
We're going to raise the stakes.
Oh, man. Oh, are we? You want more than one day now?
Christina Parks-Nevelis has our back, and you know, I'll take it.
She's a smart lady.
Yep. Smart, pretty lady.
Yeah.
That has good taste in music.
She's
extremely
Canadian.
Successful.
She's Canadian. I'm sorry. That.
What does that have to do with
you? You have a problem with Canadians?
She doesn't our music. She can go back to where she came from.
Boy.
That's all I'm going to say.
Well,
I hope she doesn't find out you just said that.
It was a joke. Christina would take it the right way.
Would she, though?
I remember I did. I had a conversation with her one time about immigration policies in Canada. Remember?
And you told her to go back
to
Canada.
We don't really cover politics, but, you know. Blah, blah. And I'm like, no, you grew up there. Here's the thing. Somebody from another country, when you talk about immigration, can come to our country. I don't know why we get down this road and kick a job if they get a job offer
right
and they can get a visa, a HB1 visa or whatever to work here.
Right.
You can't do that in Canada. Right. You can't do it in a lot of foreign countries. Mm-hmm. So I'm just.
Did you tell her to go back to Canada?
No,
though?
That was a joke.
Okay.
It's a joke.
I'm just not sure that would go as well over as you think it would.
I'm sure it wouldn't. Sure wouldn't. But you know, talking to Tim about watching CBS this morning, I've stated for the longest, I don't know what the people down there are thinking, quite frankly, but I believe that if Gail King was not best friends with Oprah Winfrey, she would not be a network news morning anchor. I truly believe that because I see far too often in some of her reporting bias. You see it there. The best person I've ever heard explain this is Laura Logan, who used to work for CBS News. Listen. Hold on. Hold on. That's my fault. Here we go. Listen. Listen to Laura. And she's got such a lovely lilt to her voice, too.
All the coverage on Trump all the time is negative. There's nothing, no mitigating policy or event or anything that has happened since he was elected that is out there in the medias that you can read about, right? Well, that tells you that's distortion of the way things go in real life. Because although the media has always been, historically, always been left-leaning, we've abandoned our pretense or at least the effort to be objective today.
Amen. I just want to play that for you because I remember we did that interview. We had Laura on the air. She did a great job. I don't know what she's doing these days, but if she's not employed by one of these networks right now, we should see about getting her back on here. How about that? Let's try to do that. Oh, by the way, this breaking news just in. Da 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 da.
Is this your own breaking news or what is
No. Rashida Tlaib now says
rogue.
Yeah, he is.
Rashida Tlaib now says she won't go.
To Israel?
Yes, even though they've granted her permission to go visit her grandmother.
So she doesn't want to see grandma?
I have decided that visiting my, earlier she said she was basically on her deathbed, but now she's saying she's decided that visiting her grandmother under these oppressive conditions stands against everything she believes in, fighting racism, oppression, and injustice.
Well, now grandma knows where she stands.
Yep. That's true. She's not going to go see grandma after because it was never about grandma.
Nope. Grandma was about pawn in the political
It was
game.
About the divesting effort against Israel from the beginning. Ha. All right. 314-241-9797. We're going to talk about a way you can help out with a fundraiser that's coming up to fight Alzheimer's and have a little fun at the same time. We'll be right back.
Whether you love me or hate me, you got to vote for me.
Two square.
Got to add that one into the mix now, right?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be absolutely. One of your faves.
The president speaking there up in New Hampshire last night. And just a quick look ahead to next week. My friend Kevin Howard is going to come into the show next week. This is news even to Tricia, who I haven't told this to yet. But on Tuesday of next week, he's going to come in. He lives in Jerusalem. right?
I think so, he's been in before. Yeah,
he's been here. He's been here before. Yeah. He happens to be in town, and he's going to come in and talk about what it's like to live in Israel. We talk. We, you know, we're debating this Rashida Tlaib thing and whether or not they should be able to visit and what the laws are. And that he lives it every day. So I'm looking forward to that. He'll be in here on Tuesday morning, and we'll talk to him about that. Right now, we got some special guests in the studio to talk about an upcoming fundraiser for the fight against Alzheimer's. I know this is something that's touched my life. Through my father was afflicted by it. My uncle passed away in the past year because of Alzheimer's. So anything we can do to help, we want to try to do that. There's something coming up called the Unforgettable Ride that benefits the Alzheimer's Association. And in studio this morning, we've got Mary Williams with the Alzheimer's Association. Brad Locke is with us. He's one of the organizers of the Unforgettable Ride. And my friend Jeff Ballou in studio as well. And thanks to you all for being here.
Well, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I guess first of all, Brad, tell us what this ride is all about. Do you have to have a motorcycle to take part?
Well, no, you don't have to have a motorcycle. Well, you should in order to ride.
Yeah.
It might be hard to keep up if you don't.
If you can't just run alongside, you
might be able to. I've seen some people might be able to do that. But, you know, if you do have a motorcycle, you're more than welcome to ride with us. We start out at Big St. Charles Motorsports out in St. Charles. And we go out on a winery tour this year, and we're going to end up at the Quarry Winery afterwards. And it's the after party is open to anybody. If you want to show up, you can drive out there and meet us there. You can get in and enjoy the after party. We're going to have Jimmy and the Chets playing. It's going to be a good party. We're going to have all kinds of raffle baskets, and we're raffling off a guitar that Dave Glover donated to us.
Very nice.
Yes. It's going to be a good time.
Lightly played, then, I assume.
Lightly played, yeah. Not a scratch on it.
He's a little bit of a guitar aficionado.
He is.
That guy, he's got a big collection of them, from what I can tell.
Yes.
Was the Dave Glover band going to be out there?
No.
Okay. All right. So let me get to Mary here real quick. This has got to be great for you when you got this many folks coming together to support the Alzheimer's Association.
Oh, certainly. It's a great event. I got to be there last year, and this year it's a family. The riders are just a big family together. There are a few of them that are dealing with Alzheimer's at this time, so I've been working with them and their families. And we would just love the support. It is the sixth leading cause of death with no cure. So there are no survivors with Alzheimer's at this point.
No. You know, and if your life hasn't been touched by it, consider yourself blessed. For those of us who know people, know how ravaging a disease this can be to mind and body. And Jeff Ballou's in here with me. And Jeff, among other things, is with the Transitions for Senior Living. And you're helping people who have been afflicted by this find places to live. And it's great that you're involved in this.
The Alzheimer's Association does such a great job. And we see about 3/4 of our families have some level of cognitive impairment. So we've always been a big supporter of the association and the fine work that they do. And we're really lucky in St. Louis. We have one of the strongest chapters in the country, but we need a lot of help here. I'm not going to be able to ride this year, so I'll be showing up there, enjoying the after party, which you can do for a nominal fee, great food and drink, tons of opportunities to win prizes and raffles. So if you don't ride, or if you're not riding right now for whatever reason, don't hesitate to show up for the after party. There'll still be plenty of fun to be had there.
Yeah. So just the details again, it's the 7th of September, right?
September 7th. We're going to start registration about 9 o'clock in the morning till about 10:45. Kickstand's up at 11 o'clock, and we're going to do the winery tour. The first stop will be going out Highway 70 westbound out to the Renaissance Winery in Wright City.
And then you end up at the Quarry, which is where the party and the raffle prizes and all that happens. So we'll put all those details on our website, 971talk.com/Cox, and you can go there and find everything you need to know. Mary, Brad, Jeff, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for your efforts. Listen, folks, we're done. Kilmeade's next. Eddie Fry's in here noon to 3. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you Monday morning.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.